A.
Hey everybody, welcome to America Tonight. As we swing into another weekend, what a wild couple of days of politics. The time is ticking away to a November 6th. Boy, we are getting close. Yeah. Yeah, can we have some applause? Are we tired of politics? Yeah, Herman wrote me a note. Kate, I love your show. I'm tired of politics. Can November 6th hurry up and get here? You wonder if Obama's people are saying the same thing. Can November 6th hurry up and get here? Well, if you look at the polls, pretty much dead heat. You know, I am the poll princess, so we will absolutely give you the latest poll of polls and whatnot coming on the heels of the last presidential debate. And there's one more left. That's Monday. And then that's it. And before you know it, we're into November. And before you know that, it's in our rearview mirror. So will there be a moving truck at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? And I guess you could theoretically think moving truck either way, moving out or moving in. 4 more years for Obama, or is this it? I said earlier in the week, you got to think of your top three. What are the top three things that you want to see in a president that would actually sway you? We keep hearing undecideds. This is the year the undecideds make the difference. Don't they always make the difference, the undecideds? How about the swing states? Could Ohio get more attention? And not just because some football players are in trouble and a football program's in trouble like Ohio State in the past. Nope. It's all about Ohio, Florida, Virginia. Pennsylvania figures a little bit in there, but Nevada now is a much bigger state. So the swing states are what everybody's talking about. On the road for Obama, Bruce Springsteen throwing in his 2 cents, lending his vocal cords, and pressing some flesh for the president, convincing people they need to go and vote and they can make a difference. So he's bringing out the big guns with the celebrities. I was talking to somebody who used to be, she'll remain nameless, Andy Harmon, and she was on Law and Order a few years ago, and she told me it's pretty tough being a Republican in Tinseltown. They kind of look at you cross-eyed if you're not the standard bearer for the Republican Party, because there's so many fundraisers and whatnot on the left coast for whoever the Democrat is that occupies office, the office of the presidency, or who wants to occupy the office. But there, she told me, there is a deep thread, and you'd be surprised, of people who don't subscribe to the Democrats, who lean a little bit more right. So as long as you find that crowd, it's okay. But sometimes when you least expect it, it can rear up and bite you. Her words, not mine. More and more information is dumping out about what happened at the consulate in Libya, the September 11th attack that killed Ambassador Stevens and 3 other Americans. Actually, it was probably part of a broader campaign to drive the Western presence out of Eastern Libya. That's what the military is now saying. I don't think that's a shocking revelation to anybody. It's more about the date and the fact that something finally happened on September 11th that we didn't want to see happen. And now there's more of a push to get all the information released leading up to Benghazi and everything in between. So this is the story that just will not go away. Having 4 Americans and an ambassador murdered in Libya isn't just a couple of news cycles. It's much more than that. It could be the news story that brings the president down. Usually you can shake free if you're, politically speaking, you can shake free of a story like this one because, okay, it's huge and it outrages people, but it doesn't have to do with the economy, doesn't have to do with jobs per se. It's on the opposite end of the spectrum. But this death and deceit and, I guess, shock is something that has not left the guts or the hearts of Americans. I can't tell you how many emails that right after the second presidential debate, I got about Benghazi and the responses and Libya and what the exchange was and the exchange between Romney and the president and how Candy Crowley jumped in and why that shouldn't have happened and, you know, pick whichever direction you want. But I don't think I've ever, except for one other time, I don't think I've ever gotten as many emails on one thing that outraged so many of you. So this could be the fatal blow for the prez, and it's surprising in the sense of it not focusing on the main theme of the campaign. The main theme of 2012 is what's in your wallet. Are you satisfied with the people representing you, or do you think they're not representing your best interests? So I promised polls, and I have to give you one at the top. I can't not give you one right from the get-go. Mitt Romney now has a seven-point lead. So there's a shift. Yeah, that's what the Democrats were saying this morning. David Axelrod, when he called Robert Gibbs at 6 a.m. There's a seven-point shift, so that's pretty significant when you look at the electoral map, and that's real clear politics, and it's predicting states and where they're slanting, and it shows Romney ahead in terms of electoral votes and saying that he's likely to win on November 6th. How about that? So states like Pennsylvania, that was definitely a big D, has now shifted into the toss-up column. North Carolina goes from toss-up to leaning to Romney. So projections are starting to change. I keep saying that 207 is the name of the game. You got to get to that 270 rather to win this thing. So who gets to 270? Now the Gallup survey, which is based on a 7-day rolling average and was updated on Thursday, showed Romney leading 52% to 45%. At the start of October, he was tied with Obama at 48% each. 48% each. So that's significant. And never forget this. There's so much focus on what's happening with the race for the White House. The balance of power in the legislative branch is significant, because we could see a shift there. Will the Democrats take the House? Do they keep the Senate? Do we have a Democratic majority in both chambers? Do the Republicans take the Senate and keep the House? Then we slants toward the elephants. Or is it still split? Republicans end up keeping the House. Democrats keep the Senate. Significant, because depending on the president, too, we could see a real shift in the balance of power and ultimately in legislation. Because we really had a logjam, nothing was happening, and there was a lot of headbutting for the last 2 years. That may all change depending on, one, what happens in the race for the White House, and also, of course, all the House seats are up, and there's some key Senate races that could flip. You want to throw in your 2 cents, or you want to give me your 3, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're flipping the burgers. I'll catch one on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Animals, just imagine if chatting with a chicken chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be if we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I will converse in polar bear and python. I will curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I say, of course, can't you?
We could talk to the animals. What do you think the animals would say about this election? You know, there is a deal that they have at a couple of different zoos across the U.S. where they have the elephants picking who they think will, there's like two different zoos, who they think will win the election. And that's always interesting. They take their trunk and they, you know, they have a blue and a red square and a face here and a face there. And then they go by where the elephant points. Like I said, you know, it's like reading the tea leaves trying to figure out who's going to win this thing. And the polls, to me, just show that there's a significant shift and that Romney, who I didn't think had much of a chance maybe a year ago, because I dismissed immediately so many of the other people that were running for this, for the office on the Republican side, that I didn't feel as though Obama was going to let it slip away, especially with the team he had in place to get him reelected. But it has slipped. It has definitely shifted. And I think it's absolutely too close to call. It's too close to call. And I mean, even people who have been in this game for a very long time and make their money prognosticating, in other words, really trying to pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, and pick the winner and say, I can unequivocally tell you it's going to be Barack Obama, the incumbent. He gets four more years because of bump, 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 or it's going to be Mitt Romney. Even they're having a hard time figuring this one out. It's like the magic eight ball. If we use the magic eight ball on it, we'd have to shake it a couple of times to try to figure out, and probably it would say, you know, ask again later. It's really that difficult at this point. It's that difficult. And the undecideds make up a big majority of this. And apparently the more undecided people that you talk to, they really still are undecided, which is so surprising to me. When I get notes about politics, 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 but yet at the same time, enough people are out there saying they have not, you know, really made their mind up. They sincerely have not made up their mind. You know, so go figure. Anybody out there falling into that category of, dang, I just can't make up my mind. French vanilla coffee or the loaded stuff? I mean, to me, that's not making up. That's the thing. I can't make up my mind what kind of coffee I want. But as far as the president's concerned, as far as some of these races are concerned, surprising. After this last debate, people are talking about Obama bouncing back and new life for the Democrats and, you know, how well he performed and what a difference that's going to make for people who haven't really decided, who now could hear Obama come back and come back hard on a couple of things and actually debate Romney. But I poo-poo all that. I do. Because I don't think Obama won that debate. I think it was just a draw, really. You know, push your ideology aside. I mean, just if you can, put it on the table for a second and really be honest and tell me what you think as far as, you know, who won this. And I think if you do that, I mean, clearly, this was a draw. It was a draw. There, you know, there was. I don't think there was any knockout. There was no punch on the mat that was delivered that I think put Romney out of this thing. All right, let's go to Leslie in North Carolina. Hey, Leslie, thanks for the call. What do you say?
I just want to say for myself, I'm not an undecided. I'm a definite Romney. I'm going to vote for Romney. And I did think it was a political knockout. I think that, but I agree that I still feel that they're not being as clear as they could be about either one of them about what plans they have to do, you know, to change things. And I'm not sure how long an incumbent has time to see or go over paperwork or see where the country stands. You know what I mean? Like, what areas would you cut? When he said PBS, I'm totally against that. But, I mean, do they get to? I'm confused. Do they
Yeah, here's the thing. I didn't mean to jump on what you said there, Leslie. Here's the thing people forget, and, I mean, it's easy to do that the way that we're talking during these debates and stuff, but everything still has to get filtered through Congress in the first place when you're talking about cutting anything. The president has proposals and pushes them out there, and a lot of times they get chopped apart by Congress anyway, and really it's up to Congress whether or not they're going to, for example, fund or defund PBS.
This is true. My personal feeling is government is way, way too big.
I agree.
And so, I am sure that they can find money if they will look of agencies they can cut and, you know, is not going to kill us.
I think so, too. Here's what I would tell you. I have friends that work in the government, Leslie, and they tell me if they did an audit, they'd see that there's job overlap where they have people like in the IRS, too many people doing the same thing, that there's too much duplication, and if they even pared down that, they would save some money.
Well, I would agree, and the cost that they spend on it, anything, you know, the cost that they spend is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I guess what got me the worst, this is what made me just, I couldn't stand Barack Obama when he did this. When he went to England, you know, and he had to spend, I don't know how many, $1 trillion to go to England to meet the Queen, and
yeah,
took an entourage and the jets and all these. You cannot. I mean, this guy has spent and spent and spent like he was some kind of king. You know, he's not a king. He's the president. But it was audacious and very expensive. And for that, I just don't think he gives a shit. Excuse me. You might have to bleep that.
But yeah, we caught it.
About the economy at all. It's like he's on a permanent vacation, man, just living it up. You know,
and
now he's back to, and his record is not good. He has nothing to stand on, really.
Well, yeah. To me, the record, that's the key thing. If you want to look at the track record, that's it, because what happened to the unemployment numbers, what happened with jobs, what happened with TARP, what happened with the cash for clunkers, there was too many clunkers, too many ideas that fell to the wayside, and too much more has been added on to the deficit. $4 trillion, $5 trillion, you just can't deny that. And so what do you have to show for that? If you're putting everything on credit, it makes no sense, and we're all going to pay for all of it because we're going to all end up paying more taxes.
Yeah, some way or another, we probably will have to. So it's going to come from somewhere. But I would like to mention this. This is my idea, too. I want to say, and not too many people know, and I would like to get this out there, that CPS, Child Protective Services, DSS, those services that they offer. I live in Wilmington. I live in a very small town. Both my children, my grandchildren were taken, and I wish somebody would do a show on this, because if they want to balance the budget, stop funding this communist entity of its own that doesn't have to answer to anybody. Stop funding $30,000 per child that's taken, or not taken from the parents, but just is in their program. And once they're in their program, they have to stay there for a year. So the lawyers are in bed with the DSS and the court system. Well, it is here, and it's all over the Internet, all over the Internet.
Yeah.
And the billions that they put into funding this one entity, they could save so much money, because there's just not that many children out there being abused, believe me. I mean, there's not that many.
Well, yeah, the problem is the shifting of the resources and directing them in the right direction, Leslie, for really putting those dollars where the kids are in trouble versus the areas where you don't have that happening as much. And then, I mean, it's terrible to say that, but where should the real dollars be? Where is this happening in certain states? I understand exactly what you're saying. In other words, too much government, too much big government. We need to pare it down. Hang with us, everybody.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a
super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Feel it. See it. Today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We've been talking about the election and what the polls say. And, you know, I always say on this show, I don't care if you're right or right, left of left, confused, in between, hankering for that third party. I talk about this all the time. I know that we're going to get that third party president in here sooner or later. Our next guest waiting in the wings, so gracious, so patient. That's why we spared no expense. We got her the expensive latte. Christina Tobin is the chairwoman of the Free and Equal Foundation. They're hosting a presidential debate. Yes, indeed. A presidential debate for the third party. It's going to happen in Chicago on the 23rd, so on Tuesday the 23rd. And we're trying to kind of spread that word, as I'm the person who's always touting, wow, let's get this third party really moving. Christina, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight. We know you're swamped. We really appreciate the time.
Oh, that's what I'm here for, and thank you so much for having me on.
So tell us about, first of all, I mean, and that's really the truth. I always say this. I think since I started America Tonight, I started talking about, you know, seriously looking at the third party. So tell us who's going to be part of this presidential debate.
Sure. It's a historic event, and we're going to have from Jill Stein with the Green Party, Rocky Anderson with the Justice Party, Gary Johnson with the Libertarian Party, and Virgil Good with the Constitution Party. So it's really a historic event. It's one of a kind what we're doing this election. And we're going to bring real issues to the surface, you know, things that people really care about, like foreign policy, the economy, of course, electoral. We're partial to that with free and equal elections. And so just real issues that the people want to hear about, and the people will be involved in the actual questioning process as well.
Yeah, that was my question. How is it set up? How's it going to work? How does this debate roll?
Sure. Again, the debate's next week, October 23rd at 8 p.m. Central Time. You can go RSVP on freeandequal.org. Again, that's freeandequal.org. But, yeah, we just have all the questions. It's just going to be a great, great great event, that is. And the moderator, sorry, it's so late right now. I'm literally just got off the air with Al Jazeera and Russia Today and, you know, RT, and it's just amazing. And so I'm out in D.C. right now, so bear with me. But we do have a great moderator for this debate. Larry King was just announced, and we're so excited he's going to be moderating this debate. And, you know, what sets apart from the rest is that the people will interact. The last question is actually going to be off of YouTube through Larry King. There's going to be a person, you know, 15 seconds asking a question and getting the people engaged, involved, and it's going to be super unique, and we're here to do what the people want.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
How'd you reel in Larry King?
You know, Aura TV gave us a call. And she's like, hey, I heard about this debate. And I said, oh. And she's like, yeah, we work with Larry King and YouTube. And my ears perked up, and we started chatting for a couple days. And then I said, well, do you want to moderate this debate? And she's like, came back a day or two later, sure. So it was that easy. They've been so great to work with. And so we have Larry King. And, you know, again, this is about uniting leaders across the spectrum and finding that common denominator between the left and the right. And the two-party system's been playing us for so long, since 1890, the creation of Australian ballots, ballot action barriers, and then, of course, the Federal Election Commission Act. How evil is that? The 1974. Mm-hmm. It's really the lifeline of what's maintained these two parties. And, well, look where they've gotten us. The money in politics is really the problem. And we're here to break that stranglehold by uniting these amazing people together.
Yeah, you have to be excited, Christina. Don't you feel that shift? Are you feeling that shift that I'm feeling on the airwaves, that people have exactly what you just said? They're tired of being reeled into the same old thing, and that it's become such a big machine, as you were talking about, since the mid-70s. That they're ready to break the shift.
No, that's definitely happening, and we're creating our own media with Free and Equal. Not only are we going to be an RT broadcast through Russia, but the Middle East, Al Jazeera is covering us live. Now we have media outlets from France, newspapers from Japan coming in. I just found out, I mean, 8 million readers, I mean, all these different countries. And, you know, it's so much bigger, the mainstream media here. It's the money behind politics, the money in media. And we're here to shine a light on that. And we're around here for good. We're sticking here for good. We're going to do some great things after this debate. And I'm looking forward, again, if anybody wants to hear more about or learn more on RSVP today, go to freeandequal.org. Again, that's freeandequal.org, RSVP today, and check out what we're about. We are that true grassroots movement. All those Tea Party people, they have nothing to latch on to. It's been co-opted. OWS, nothing to latch on to. It's been co-opted. We are the entity to bring everyone together for a truly free and equal election.
Yeah. Do you feel like I do that in your lifetime, in my lifetime? Hopefully, we're going to see a third-party president?
I think that, I like to follow what the founding fathers say through the Constitution. And, well, they don't mention corporations. They don't mention parties. In fact, Madison says parties are evil. Parties, they just don't work. I see within, you know, libertarians, greens, that there's just a disconnect between the parties and even the campaigns, the constituent, the member base. Of course, we see that between the Republicans, maybe Democrats too. So, I do see a surge of independent individuals running for office. The youth is really going to take off. Technology, I mean, it's a total game changer. Like, and so 2013, we're here to create that base, that national database we'll be doing with free and equal elections. And, you know, through social networking and technology and having a place where people can go and see honest media like yourself, honest organizations, honest authors, and great panel discussions of experts. We'll put that all together. And we'll have every single candidate listed there, from state, federal, congressional, party, or no label. I think no labels are going to be the answer.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. No labels. There's even a push for that. No labels. I love it. Christina, it was a delight to have you on the show, and I hope a lot of people go and RSVP. We'll be talking about it in the next couple of days, and we'll be getting more involved, too, with you. Give us a call if you need anything else down the line.
Oh, thank you for having me. Such a delight.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Go to freeandequal.org. What a great suggestion, bravo, that we could actually have individuals, where it's about individuals and just being independent, where you pick what you like. In other words, we live in the land of choice. Let's really get that true choice going. And that's going to be the name of the game. I think she's right. In the with the youth movement and people getting involved, more involved politically, because realizing this is our representation, so who's really representing you? Who's really representing the future that you want to see in America? And I think it's great. Any of the grassroots movements, the fact that you have a push out there, that you have a different way of thinking, is always good, no matter what, for the country. Because you don't want to get myopic and you don't want to keep going along and doing the same old thing. All right, let me throw out the digits, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. We've just scratched the surface, and we're coming up in our final turn for this hour anyway on America Tonight. And coming up, we're going to talk about a couple of different things, including the fact that now we know at least one part of the World Series, who's going to be in the World Series. It might be surprising to some of my New York friends who are out there listening to this show, because it's not what they expected to happen. There's your very, very big, big hint. If you're paying attention, then you probably know what I'm talking about. Also, we're going to bounce around to this thing with the Texas cheerleaders. I did also get a bunch of notes from people. I mentioned it in the last couple of shows, and we had somebody on the show to talk about it. And the Texas cheerleaders actually got what they wanted. They got the okay to cheer in the name of the Lord. You know, it was just a crazy story to begin with, which was my take on it. Why, if this is something traditionally that's happened, it's not bothering anyone really, why did somebody have to complain about it? Why was there a fly in the ointment? Because it never was a big deal in the past. There's always someone that steps into the middle of a traditional deal, and this is what happened. The cheerleaders from a very small Texas town won their first battle to have their messages on banners at their high school football games. A state district judge implemented a temporary injunction in favor of the high school cheerleaders and the Kuntz high school cheerleaders, and they set up a trial date of June 24th, 2013, but now they're allowed to keep displaying their quotes and stuff throughout the athletic events, something that's always been part of the school and, like I said, never seemed to bother anyone before, and then all of a sudden it became a big deal, and then the cheerleaders were asked to take phrases down, and they said little phrases, you know, whatever they were. It wasn't the entire crowd. You know, it's like there was a sign that said, "Let us run the endurance and set out for what God has set out for us," or something like that. You know, it's and in very small letters, too, by the way. Now, of course, they're probably going to be very big letters as they've kicked the door wide open on this controversy. And the court case will be an interesting thing to follow. The Freedom From Religious Foundation, a national nonprofit that's out of Madison, Wisconsin, which pushes the separation of church and state, ignited that initial spark that brought the story into all the national spotlight it's receiving, saying that they got a complaint about the nature of the cheerleader signs from somebody in the community. But, of course, they didn't give any other details about why there was any kind of a complaint in the first place. And this is always the problem. You know, the person who squeals is the person you can't see. Come on. Come on now.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are the night.
We're making that final turn for this first hour. How time flies and you're having a great time. Thanks to all of you. You make this a lot of fun doing this show, I got to tell you, honestly. And Charles in Charge doing a fine job at the helm here for ATN. They work him to death. He was just complaining to me how he's got to do everything, including take out the trash. You, are you working late? You get to take out the trash. So...
I can't confirm nor deny that, Kate.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with being a trash man. I'm serious. You know, it's funny. There's all this stuff that's being made about women and the women's vote and what's happening to women. Are they all for Obama? Is there a little piece that Romney can get for himself and everybody's fighting for the women? And you know, there was a time when, one, we couldn't vote. Finally, then we get the right to vote. And then a lot of women voted however their husbands wanted to vote, let's be honest about it. That was back in the Happy Days era. And now it's a whole brave new world the last couple of decades. And it's interesting the role of women in politics, honestly, and how much more involved women have gotten in politics and in the fight to convert those other women into voters for, whoever you are, whatever your cause is, or whatever office it is that you're running for. So for some reason, what I consider to be not a particularly political show, but has fallen into the role of politics a little bit, and it makes no sense to me, is that morning show called The View, where they're talking about perfumes and fashion and Hollywood gossip and whatever, that somehow they fell into the crevice of politics. But because they get decent ratings, politicians all go there. So the Romneys have been there. Ann Romney was just there. And Barack Obama and Michelle Obama go there. But this has become the couch that people go and sit on. Who would have thunk? And Romney's trying to get warm and fuzzy. He's trying to figure out the right niche of where he can reach out to women, relate to women, say, listen, this is what I did when I was the Massachusetts governor, and not stumble around and have his answers stretch to mean other things. Like when he was talking about binders full of women, boy, that became huge crack material.
Did you see those memes?
Yes. So the binders that are somewhere piled up in the basement, and what he was trying to say is, wow, we had so many qualified women that it was unbelievable. But by using the word the binders and the whole thing, it just opened him up to be the butt of the jokes for the late night TV audience, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, because sometimes when that's stretched into skits and it becomes comedic material, that can soften up an image. The idea of using humor and being able to laugh at yourself can go a very long way. A very long way. So now we're in post-debate, and it's only been a couple of days, and then we're heading into our last debate. And what's happened since then? What's happened since then is, for Obama, he's out there thrashing Romney on his 5-point economic plan, using the line that he used during the debate, that it's the 1-point plan that the folks at the very top play by their own set of rules. So, we've got 18 days to go, and Obama and Romney are fanning themselves out in the swing states across the country. Obama was in New Hampshire Thursday morning for a campaign stop before he taped a thing with The Daily Show. Both did speak Thursday night in New York at the Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner, and cracked, made jokes at each other, and seemed like they were the best of buddies. That's the thing about politics. It's, you say one thing and it's easy to turn around, and then you're fine the next day. Paul Ryan and Joe Biden are working overtime too, trying to get votes. Paul Ryan was in Florida for rallies. The VP, Biden, was campaigning Thursday afternoon in Las Vegas. Wonder if when Biden goes to Vegas, or any of these people go to Vegas, if they dare try to play like a slot machine. You think in the middle of the night, if they get bored because, they have all that anxiety, the tension, they run down to the tables, just try to sneak in a few hands of poker. Because remember, Vegas is the place that never sleeps. So theoretically, if you were staying at Caesars or the MGM or pick a flavor, there's always slot machines and tables. So he could sneak down like a thief in the night and jump on a table and play some poker. But I guarantee someone would snap shots of that. Can you imagine? Here's 4 a.m. Do you know where Joe Biden is? He's at a poker table in Las Vegas playing with your money. I think that would be tempting, but probably the people around them, the handlers, try to keep a close a close watch for what it is they're doing, especially in Sin City, because it'd be very easy to get in trouble there. Oh, very, very easy. We haven't talked about this too much. We did have a doctor on, though, once. The meningitis thing that's hit the U.S., the death toll from that is now up to 20, I heard, since the first story started to circulate. It's very, very sad because what they know about this, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are saying, with these other deaths that have now been reported, two in Tennessee, which had eight so far, Virginia and Florida, by the way, each had one. What they know about it is this fungal meningitis has been linked to steroid injections from the New England Compounding Center, and two other infections have not been confirmed as meningitis, but it's not looking good. So they've recalled all of their medications, and they're looking at warning patients who may have been treated to watch for any kind of symptoms. You have special agents from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration who are fanning themselves out, and they're, you know, there's calls to criminally investigate this, and that's what I would say. I mean, come on, what's the deal here? Contaminated doses that we don't try to trace that? We don't have this kind of a health scare, and people are dying from this? You know, we've had these steps to recall other medications and to stop the use of products, certainly, that would kill people to do this meningitis thing, this fungal meningitis. So they should look at all the products from this New England Compounding Center. Because what's going on there? What's happening? What are they doing at this company? And, you know, here's the thing. The FDA, they say they can only regulate. They only have so much power to regulate. They don't really have the overall authority. Well, somebody better get the authority to figure out what it was that led to these bogus contaminated shots. And I think they should criminally investigate. They should call for criminal investigation into what happened there. Because they shipped this stuff out to 76 medical facilities in 23 states. And so that then you're scrambling to get 14,000 patients at risk of meningitis to get all the products suspected of being contaminated from their shelves. Imagine that, trying to go through and piece together 14,000 people. And the scare started in Tennessee, like I said, St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville. People came in, they had severe headaches, they had other symptoms, and after getting epidural injections from back pain. And that's a lot of people will get that. That's much more common than you think. And so there's a risk of dying because of this product that was tainted. Yeah, they need to look a little bit closer. They need to be incredibly cautious about this. Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me, americatonight.net.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.